Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Melanie Daniels, and I am a psychic medium located here in Texas. Today, I will be going over some ways that spirit and our loved ones are trying to show us signs every day, and they're so subtle and so simple, we may overlook them. We will be taking some calls from people that would like to share with their experiences and how they have received signs from their loved ones. I won't be doing any live readings tonight, so just please keep that in mind whenever you come on air. The guest call-in line is area code 563-999-3486. Some of the subtle ways that spirit tries to show us that they're around all the time is something so simple that it's overlooked, and it's through thought. It's through memories. It's through going through your everyday life. You're going about your day, and all of a sudden, you may have this random, wonderful, beautiful memory that pops in your head that reminds you and fills your heart with that love, and that wonderful memory brings your loved one to the forefront of your mind. That is one way that our loved ones are trying to show us that they're around all the time, and we overlook it because it's so subtle. We think it's a memory, because when we are in a grieving process, of course, we're going over memories and thoughts of our loved ones all the time. But it's when you're doing the most mundane things. It could be something as simple as when you're in your car driving to work. It could be when you're at work and you're typing on the computer, when you're doing your dishes, when you're folding laundry, all the little things that keep your hands busy, but your mind is free to wander. They love to show us physical signs in our reality. It could be something as simple as it's a blustery day in the middle of winter, and you go outside to get your mail, and you randomly see a butterfly. Or you are driving along down the road and you are thinking of them and you cut the radio on and there's a very specific song that comes on and it takes you right to a memory of your loved one. For example, when my own father passed, we were going from the church to the cemetery and there was a very specific song that came on that everybody must have been listening to the same radio station on the way from the church to the cemetery, because every single person who heard that song said that was a sign from my father. Those are the things that really just stick out. And you know, that's another thing. You have to accept the signs that they're sending us. You can't expect some big, huge thing of them, you know, opening a door and saying, hey, I'm here. It's in the little things. And once you start paying attention to the little things, then you can start to receive sometimes bigger signs. We have several callers here, so I'm going to start taking calls. If you would like to share an experience that you received a sign that you know was from a loved one, feel free to call in and share your experience, because sometimes in sharing your experiences, it lets other people know what to pay attention to. Our first caller. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Can you tell us your first name, please?
My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Do you have some experience that you want to share with people on a sign that you received from a loved one?
Sure. Like you were saying earlier, I thought it was so neat, the butterfly reference. a lot of times I'll see butterflies when I'm thinking of someone who close to me has passed. So that was funny that you said that. I also get a lot of repeating numbers that kind of catch my attention, whether it be 333, 1111, and usually it'll happen over a course of several days, and it'll just kind of grab my attention. Also feathers. I feel like right after my mom had passed, probably several weeks after, I started finding feathers to the point I started collecting them and putting them in a jar, because it was almost like everywhere I went, I would almost step on one. And I thought that was kind of a neat sign from her as well.
That's a really cool idea to collect them.
Yes, and so I have a feather jar, and it's funny because I have a daughter. She's younger in kindergarten, and so now when she finds a feather in an unusual place, she gets really excited, and we talk about it, a sign from heaven, and she'll drop it in the jar too. So it's kind of a neat thing between us. I will say probably one of the most rememberable signs I received from my mom. This was probably months after she passed, and one evening my daughter and I were going to run into town to grab some food. And we were going to one place to pick up food, and at the last second, my daughter said, "No, Mom, I want to go to this other place instead." And I was almost about to pass the place, so I pulled in real quick, and I said, "Okay, I'm glad you told me, because we almost passed it." And as I pulled up, I saw a car sitting there parked right where we pulled up, and it was the exact make and model of my mom's car that she had before she passed. The lady in the driver's seat looked exactly like my mom. She had dark hair. She had glasses. I had to do a triple take because I thought it was her, but I was like, no, she's passed.
Right.
And it was so funny how that happened, and I had been having a hard week, and that's how I knew it was a sign, because I'd been having a hard week, I'd been missing her, talking to her in my head, and the fact that my daughter switched our location that suddenly, I just knew it was a sign from her to say, hey, I'm here with you guys, you know. So that
was
probably
amazing.
A very memorable one for us, yeah.
That's amazing. You know, we had a similar experience. It's just funny that you brought that up, because we had a similar experience after my father passed. I was driving down a main little road here in my small town, and the same type of truck that my father used to drive, and the man driving it with the whole handlebar mustache and everything, looked me straight in the eye as he passed me, and it really caught me off guard. That just popped in my head, because I remember I literally almost went off in the ditch. It was so stunning to me.
I totally
get what you're saying.
It's one of those you can't miss. And I remember, I mean, I'm sure the lady didn't know, but I even had to take a picture of her side profile sitting in this car, and I sent it to my siblings, because they wrote back right away, when was this taken? Because they thought it was her, and I had taken it, you know, prior to her passing. I'm like, I'm sitting here, and we were actually at a Dairy Queen. I'm like, I'm sitting here at Dairy Queen, and no, it's not Mom, but doesn't it resemble her, like everything about this? And they're like, yes. So it's just one of those things I'll never forget, and it just fills my heart when I hear people share stories, because anybody out there listening that's grieving or going through a hard time, if you ask, if you talk to your loved ones in spirit and ask them for a sign, I promise they will deliver. Just be open, you know, to whatever they receive, whatever they send you, and receive that with love.
Absolutely. And make sure that you remember that you asked for the signs when you get them.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in with and sharing with everybody. That is a beautiful story, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. What a beautiful experience, guys. That just really jogged my memory to that happening with my own father. Let's get into the next caller and see what you guys have to share. Hi, caller, area code 780. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks, Melanie, for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Can we have your first name, please?
It's Jay.
Hi there. Do you have something that you would like to share of experiencing a sign from a loved one?
Sure. I had a friend who I knew for a long, long time, and at that time I couldn't make it down to the funeral. But what happened is that my mother alerted me that this person passed on. So I was doing something in my apartment, and the lights were starting to flicker off and on. And I said to this friend, her name was Lee. I said, Lee, thanks for showing up and being here. I know you're safe on the other side, or something like that. It was back in 1994, so I think that's what I said. So, yeah.
Yeah. That is amazing. I know a lot of times there are people that I have met that do experience messages and phenomena like that with electronics. I myself here recently have been having a lot of signs coming through as far as things happening with lights or electronics, radios, things like that. Just today I have a security camera on the back of my house that has not worked in probably 2 months because it got shorted out from a lightning storm. And so I was going out there checking things out because I had ordered a new one to replace it or what have you. And as I walked out the back door, it was the craziest thing because that camera cut on and panned over to me and zoomed in on me. I mean, it hasn't worked in 2 or maybe 3 months. It was just crazy, and now it's working as if it's brand new. But there again, I had asked one of my loved ones to give me a sign, and so I took that as a big sign, you know, especially when it's with lights and things like that. I think it's amazing how spirit can take energy in and really show big signs like that when we really need them, you know?
No, for sure. It's amazing what they can do on the other side, too.
Absolutely.
You know, we can do limited things, but they can travel to our loved ones faster than speed of light, I guess, right? So.
Absolutely. They can come to us through dreams. I have friends that will actually receive messages from my father in spirit through dreams, and they are messages for me because when it's a loss so close to you, sometimes it's very hard to decipher if it is a message or if it's us overthinking things. And so I guess my father, you know, has his little specific people that he goes to and taps in their sleep and gives them messages for me because I think it's just amazing how they will use anyone. I know there are people that before I even realized I was a medium, I would be standing in line at the grocery store and a random stranger would turn around and lock eyes with me and we'd end up having a whole 10-minute long conversation about something I never knew I even needed to hear. But leaving that conversation, you know, it made me feel so much lighter, so much better, almost as if it was, you know, a specific loved one talking through this stranger to me. I love it.
Oh, I love that too. Can I share another story with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, I was actually at a friend's funeral a while back, early 2000s, and this person passed on. And when I went to the funeral, there was a song come up in my head, and I said to this person, the widow, that the song came up. And so I said it to the person, like, this song came up, and do you know anything what it means? Yeah, I think it's one of those songs that we went on a date or something like that. So, yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah.
And, well, thank you so much for sharing your stories because, just like I had said prior with the songs, music really touches a person's soul. And very specific songs like what you're talking about really carry a lot of meaning for people. And so the fact that you shared that probably brought her a real sense of peace, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jay, for calling in. I appreciate you sharing your experiences.
You're welcome. Thanks, Melanie.
Thank you. Love this. Let's take the next caller, area code 303.
Hi there.
Hi there. Hi. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
Well, thanks for being on the air. And I just want to say rest in peace, Bob Saget. I guess everyone has heard the news. And just a real sad night. They don't know. He's on tour right now, or he was on tour, I should say, doing stand up all over. And he was found dead in a hotel room. No foul play, no drugs. I know what it is, but I'm not going to say what it is because I'm not going to get political here. But I want to really just give him a rest in peace publicly, because whether or not you're a big fan, I think most of us, you know, who have any years on us, remember him from Full House and then his comedy.
Absolutely.
As well. So
yes.
God bless him. Yeah.
Yes.
65 years old. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. I hadn't heard about that. I have not heard about that.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of dead people, not to be crass there, but he does kind of, it's really weird. I was just thinking about him the other day, too. I'm extremely mediumistic, but that's really for strangers and other people, but I wouldn't call that so much for myself necessarily.
Uh-huh.
Huge gift at mediumship, and I'm a ghost whisperer. But that being said, when I lost my father, which was extremely, actually still, it's still a grief thought. It doesn't matter how long ago it was. It still brings up incredible grief in my heart.
Absolutely.
I was very, I want to say floored. Like I became unable to go to work and leave the house. And I was just absolutely grief stricken, just beyond
yes.
any other loss I've had in my life. And I finally, after, I don't even know, because that whole period is still very much a blur to me. And this was in 2012, so it was almost mm-hmm. 10 years ago, but it's like yesterday. I was living in Colorado and with a roommate, and my dad had passed in a different state, and I hadn't seen him for years. I had to go out for some reason. I don't even remember what the reason was. I have no idea what the reason was. Everything is just like a cloud to me. And I went to this shopping center that was near my house, or near the apartment I was renting, I should say. And it was one of those shopping centers, you know, where they had a movie theater in there and, you know, it was an outdoor mall. It was nice.
Right.
It had a lot of nice stores. It wasn't some crappy strip mall, you know, with Jack in the Box and, you know, like that. This was a nice one. And it was huge. And it got a lot of traffic. And I went there and just started to try to find a place to park because it could get quite crowded with, you know, all the popularity of that particular outdoor mall. But of course, I was still very, 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 very out of my mind, spaced out, you know, not eating. All of the grief was just so bursting through my blood and out my skin. And I can still remember it now, even just as I recollect it. And so I pulled into this parking space that was at least available, and the license plate on the car that was facing me, and again, I remind you, I was living in Colorado, the car that was facing me that was already parked had Utah plates on it, and that's where my dad had passed.
Mm-hmm.
He had built a home. He had built a home in Utah. And I looked at that, and I just, it was one of those moments. It was one of the very, very few moments in my life that that I felt somebody on my side, not other people, like, because I can always read other people's dead people, but not my people, you know. And my dad was not in real life. He was not a hoverer. He didn't hover. And in death, he didn't hover, and he still doesn't hover.
Mm-hmm.
He could be very remote, very distant, very, you know, had issues with, you know, closeness and all of that stuff as well, and trust. So this was really, 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 really meant something, that someone who just would leave you alone in your grief happened to be sending a message at that very moment. And I know that he did. I know that that was him. I know that because I was in my car. And
that
that's how my dad talked to me.
Yes, and profound.
That's how my dad talked
you.
To me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my dad talks or connects with me, because I love my car.
Mm-hmm.
I adore my car. 20 years I've had that car, and my dad knows how much I love that car. So that would be his medium, you know, that would be his messaging modality.
Right.
I can reach her when she's in her Subaru. And he did. And he still does.
I love
that.
I love that. Especially, you know, you will always and forever be a daddy's girl. And I think it is beautiful the way that you can pick out these signs and know for sure that's from him, because as mediums, it is very hard for us to receive information for ourselves versus what we're getting for other people. So
very much
that, that is beautiful. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, because that may be something that someone else who's listening that is a practicing medium as well, they can take that, and maybe that will help them receive clearer signs from their own people.
Yeah. And then I just want to add, you know, the whole thing, you know, and dissing, you know, the whole thing with feathers and pennies and dimes and, you know, but those are like folklore to me, you know. People, you know, when you have a whole, in my mind, when you have a whole population of this means this and this means this, and I am not about that. I am a specificist, you know, very specific. The information, the signs are very specific to the person grieving. And that is why it is without any moment of doubt that was him, a license plate on another car from out of state, talking to me in the car that I love to death. It gets
absolutely
no more specific than that. Not
that
feathers,
was your
not
sign.
Signs, not pennies, not rainbows, not butterflies, not what, you know, all the other stuff that people say, oh, that was my grandma. I don't believe that. I don't agree with that. And I think it's, you know, it's what people love to believe, though. So there you go.
All
thanks
right.
For
well,
the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Please mute me. Yeah, can you mute me so I can keep listening, please?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you. You bet. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
All right, we will take our next caller, area code 504.
Hi, thank you so much.
Hi, thank you so much for calling in. Do you have something that you'd like to share of an experience where you received a sign from one of your loved ones?
Well, my father died in August, and I didn't tell my mother because they had a bad relationship, you know, a divorce mm-hmm. and all that. So I said, I'm just not going to tell her, even though knowing she has her spidey senses, but I didn't say anything and they're removed. And
mm-hmm.
that, maybe a week after or two, I woke up and I heard someone say my name. And I was like, oh, I wonder if that was him. But then she ran in the room and said she heard someone say her name. So I said, oh, I guess I better tell you he passed away, you know, my dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, she's good, you know, figuring stuff out.
Yeah, I can tell you, my sister and myself had a very similar experience. It must be a daddy's girl night for this show, because it's the theme of the callers. You know, it's daddy's girls. But my sister and myself shared a similar experience where I had a physical sign like what you're talking about in my reality. There was something that happened that it wasn't necessarily a sign. It was seeing something or hearing something. And I immediately picked up the phone to call my sister. And when she answered on her end, she had experienced something almost simultaneously, very similar.
Yeah.
And so it was in, yeah, it was in those two experiences that we were validating for each other, just like with you and your mother. You're validating for each other that, yes, you are absolutely getting a sign from him letting you know that he is around and, you know, experiencing, supporting, loving, still there with you. I love hearing about this. Is that the only thing that you've experienced since your father passed? If you don't mind me asking, was
yeah.
it like just this past August?
Yeah, it was very soon.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is soon.
Because they had such a bad relationship, I was really shocked that he went to her.
Oh, well, I can tell you exactly why. Because whenever people cross over, they go through what my father and I say that I work with my people, my family members that have passed, because when they come to me, it's not necessarily signs for me or messages directly for me. It's almost in mm-hmm. teaching me the way that things work on the other side. And from what I have seen, because I was brought up and raised Catholic, we were taught about uh-huh. purgatory. And so it was my grandmother that was showing me it's not a purgatory situation. It's more of like a life review. And when they go through this life review and they're made to feel and see how their actions and things affected people in a negative way, in a very negative way, they usually come around those people trying to make right some of the wrongs they feel like they did. They are coming around almost as if to say, I'm sorry.
Well, he also didn't leave me anything either. Which,
you know,
was kind of, he didn't stop, man. He kept on going. You know, he ran from child support. Well, I mean, I'm a middle-aged person now, but I mean, I don't know about that one either. I'm just like, wow, you did a lot.
That would absolutely be one of the reasons, because once they cross over, they are in the energy of unconditional love, forgiveness, healing. All of the ego humanistic characteristics of him are gone. He is a pure soul. And so he has shed all of these negative aspects of himself, and he sees, looking back on his life, all the things that he did and how they affected the people that he should have been loving and taking care of.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing, you know, just to touch on this for a second, it's really amazing to me whenever I sit down with someone in a reading and it is a person that has suffered trauma and abuse at the hands of a loved one. And they're amazed, abuser is coming through, but it's not in the way of they're haunting them or they're trying to, you know, still torment them. It's in the way of, please forgive me. Let me give you back the pieces that I took, that I robbed from you. And you don't necessarily have to even accept their apology. It's just that they are using me as a medium, the messenger, to deliver said apologies. You know, and you're just left with that.
But you can't put the pieces back together. That's impossible.
It's not.
You know what I mean?
Not the way that it's shown to me is, especially in that specific way of an abuse type situation. It's almost like the way that they come through and what I see in my mind's eye is they are coming through with this little ball of light. And that little ball of light is the innocence that they took from this person. And it's their way of saying, let me give this back to you. And even though the sitter may not be in the mind space of willing to accept that, hear that, whatever, it does start a domino effect when they leave, putting them on the path of healing, whether it is conscious or subconscious. It does happen.
Wow. That's kind of what it did do. And I have problems with my mom as well. And I'm trying to heal that now, you know.
Right.
Well, I mean, she's still here, but I look back and go, oh, my God, I can't believe that I went through this. And now I'm middle-aged and I'm just dealing with it.
I can tell you this. To share just a little bit of my own personal story. My father and myself had we had a good relationship when he was alive, but it was strained. At several points, there were times where we didn't speak for extended, and it was due to things, just we'll say things, okay? And we actually have gone through more healing now that he's passed than what could have ever taken place when he was alive. And he and my mother, you know, they divorced when I was very young. And there was a lot of animosity there, too, with, you know, taking care of kids and money and support and what have you. And I will tell you this too. She was one of the first people that if she gets a reading, he's always the first one that comes through these total strangers. And the very first thing is he always tells her, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
After so much time, you're like, okay, yeah,
right.
I do. Go
right.
On. You know?
Right, right. The thing of it is, you know, we say, I forgive you, but it really is, they are in that place where they can see straight through you. They can read your mind. They can read your heart. They know the emotions behind everything. And so if I don't know, sometimes it is kind of like beating a dead horse when that's the first thing you hear over and over and over again. That's how my mother
exactly.
put it. She said, I've heard it every time. I said, well, he doesn't believe you. You know, evidently she needs to hear it again. I don't know. But that has happened several times. Yeah.
I can't believe he didn't leave me, like, not a picture, not a nothing. You know, I gave him so many pictures of me. Even just, I don't want to talk to his wife, but it just,
right.
I can't believe, you know?
Sometimes in life, they get so caught up in ego, greed. Sometimes there's outside influence that we don't necessarily know about, which could be people, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just in... I don't know, because this hits, I totally understand where you're coming from. I totally understand where you're coming from.
Does your mom take it out on you? My mom kind of takes it out on me.
No.
And I'm thinking,
No. I've had to listen to some heartbreak stories on repeat for years. but that's you know, it's that, you know, I forgive him, but it's that repeating of the traumas that happened between the two of them that show me that she had not healed and she had not forgiven. But no, and I'm sorry that you're going through that.
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot. Yeah, that was not the only thing that happened this year. It has been hard
for a lot of people, especially with, and I don't mean to bring it up, but with COVID and people passing in ways that they weren't able to be with their loved one whenever they passed. Really traumatic for people and families and everything. It's been really, really hard. But one thing that just came to mind that I can suggest to you is invite your dad to come talk to you, excuse me, in your dreams. And ask spirit to allow you to remember what he talks to you about in your dreams. Pay very close attention to your dreams, because being that it's so close to you, you may have the most wild dream that you think is just crazy. You don't know where that came from, but underneath all that craziness, there really is a bigger message for why things are coming through the way they're coming through.
Okay.
That is something that would definitely help you deal with some of that and actually help you heal also.
Okay. Yeah. I just started some, I was looking for a therapist, but I actually ended up with an acupuncturist who is a spiritual counselor. And she just said I needed to build my chi back up. So
yeah,
figure it
sometimes,
out.
Sometimes I can say that grievance counselors do help, but a lot of times when you're coming from real traumas dealing with parents and family, a lot of times I find that it helps people actually get in with a PTSD counselor.
Oh, because
that is dealing with a deeper trauma than just grieving the loss of a person. You are grieving the loss of a parental figure that you had issues with in life that you were never able to work out. And now that they are physically gone, it's like it's just an even deeper trauma that you're living with. And it can really help if you get in with a good counselor that does, you know, grievance and some PTSD.
Okay. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And
thank you
so much for calling in and sharing your story, because I love hearing it. And send my condolences for the loss of your father. I'm very sorry that you're experiencing that.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. We are going to take our next caller, area code 678. Hi there.
Hello. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Thank you so much for calling in. Can we have your first name?
Lavera.
Hey, Lavera. How are you?
Great. And may I say Happy New Year to you and your listeners, and the very best of life to everyone. I wish the very best to everyone. And I'm really thank you for accepting my call, and listening
Absolutely.
To everyone before me was very interesting, because the beauty, one thing you said in one of your classes is we have to learn to live without our loved ones. And that's the hardest task anyone can endure. But I found that once I found the gift of people with your gift, it blew my mind, because it helped me to connect and move on in a very unique way. And whatever animosity you may have had, like me and my mom had a lot of animosity, but I was like, we'd get along much better now, because I feel her, I talk to her, I'll even ask her. With my father, he loved birds. So I'm always seeing a lot of cardinals. When I'm having a very difficult time, I see a lot of cardinals. And one day there was a tree, I was having one of my most difficult problems years ago, and I saw at least 10 cardinals in one tree. A couple of days later, my problem was resolved. But he will always send me, I communicate through birds, numbers, the number 11, whether it's 1111 or 641. And sometimes I may be watching television and something will say, look down, look at the clock, and I'll look and it's 1111 all the time and letting me know that, hey, things are going to be okay. And I have to bring this up. One lady was talking about her car and how she loved her car. And my mom knew how much I loved my car. And I had, any time I went anywhere, I loved the in parking space. And so when I'm going somewhere, I say, oh, okay, Mom, I'll talk to her. I talk to my parents all the time. And I, like I said, I have a better, it's like a very unique relationship with them now that they've crossed over because they watch me. They're caring for me in a way that they would have had they been alive, but it's a greater gift, you know, to
Absolutely.
Have them to show me whether I'm, okay, for instance, going, I'm driving my car and I say, oh, Mom, you know, if I could have an in spot, but I'll always get an in spot. A lot of times I'm shopping for an item. They'll tell me which store to go to because it will be the last item on the shelf or one or two of the items. And that's mm-hmm. during COVID when everything was just crazy. So they do communicate. You talk with them, let them know what you need, you know, just say, oh, I like to do this. And they help you in the most magical, beautiful way. And like my mom, things that occurred when we were alive, we didn't get along very well, but I see how she's helping me along the way now to let me know that, hey, I'm sorry, but let me help you along the way. And it comes through dreams. My answer, like you said, listen, you have to sort of pay attention to your dreams. And I know it's difficult when you wake up in the morning, you know, and you can't remember what it was, you know, that was in your dream.
Right.
But if you ask them to kind of help you remember, the thought will come to you. So a lot of times they'll communicate through song, you know. I may be thinking about something that's frustrating me, and I turn on the radio, I'm like, ah, you know, there it is. So we just have to be in tune with trying to communicate with them through thought, number, like birds, you know. And I'll say the
right.
same story. My father would always send me a bird when I had a cardinal. He loved birds, both my parents, but my father especially. So, you know, the days have been kind of cold and hot lately. So I was out and about, and it was a cold day, and I'm like, oh, I need my cardinal. So I said, well, the weather is just not going to bring one today. So maybe about 5 minutes later, a friend of mine who, she doesn't really get into the group text or anything like that, she said, but she was compelled, something told her to send this message to me. It was a very inspirational message, but at the end of the message was the cardinal, the red mm-hmm. cardinal. So I'm like, oh, wow, you know, there's my cardinal. But we just have to know that they're with us. We can talk to them, ask them, you know, to help us. Although, like you said, they know our thoughts and what's in our heart. So, you know,
absolutely.
They're
love that you're touching mm-hmm. on the birds and the number sequence and everything like that, because mm-hmm. they will use what they know that you pay attention to. So it is detailed per person. It'll be different for mm-hmm. each person. And the fact that you took notice of the cardinals and the number signs is a wonderful thing. So that way when you see it, you immediately know that's from him.
Yes. Yes, and my mom, the way she helps me now, sometimes I'll go to bed and a thought will come check your door, because she always told me about checking the door. So I get up and I'm like, wow, I forgot to lock the door, you know, or
yeah.
waking me up, you know, if I forget to set the alarm, you know, I'm getting up, you know, it's like something said get up, and I get up and I'm like, oh my God, you know. So it's like, the relationship we get along, knowing that they are at peace and in a better place, allows me to have a more beautiful relationship with them and to mm-hmm. talk with them, communicate. I'll even dance. I mean, whatever. I talk to them as if they were still here.
And that's what,
you know,
everybody
tell them I love
needs
them.
To do.
I'm glad you. Yes. And we must learn to, if we love them, we must release them. You know,
yes.
we must let them go and live their life on the other side. The way they help us is just so beautiful. We just open up our mind and heart to receive.
Absolutely.
Know, and know that they're there. And that's God's gift of helping us deal with death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
because that's a pain that everyone, I don't care how rich you are, how poor you are, whatever, you know, your background, we all have that same denominator when it comes to death and pain. And I
right.
think the greatest gift that God could have given us was people like you with to share that gift and help us along, excuse me, help us along the way, you know. And we'll be
thank
okay.
you.
You know, just keep smiling and do not cry. You know, let them just, you know, they don't, you know, they don't want us to suffer, you know.
Yeah.
But smile and keep, don't keep crying. Cry with joy, you know. But that's what they want. They just want us to be happy and allow them to help us along the way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank you so much, Lavera, for calling in and sharing that with us. That is beautiful.
Thank you. You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I will talk to you again soon, ma'am.
All right, darling. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you.
I'm going to
you too.
So, okay.
Okay, I'll just mute you. All right, we have time for one more caller, so we're going to take area code 917. Hi there.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
Hi. Thank you so much for calling in. Can I have your first name, please?
My first name is Terry.
Hey, Terry, do you have a story that you'd like to share of how you received a sign from a loved one?
Let me see. That's a good question. Let's see here. Oh, let's see here. You know what? I received a sign because I have to bring a family member to court. And I received the sign from my grandfather. And
wow.
in this message, it was basically just don't base your opinion on the way people talk or how they sound. If they sound, just because they may sound aggravated or they may sound mean, it's not intentionally toward you. So basically, he's saying it doesn't matter how they sound. If they're able to help you, let them help you, compared to someone that has a nice voice or they're faking. So I think that I picked that up, you know, far as a message that was told to me by my, you know, from my grandfather, and
mm-hmm.
just to go ahead and plan and just do everything I want to do in life.
Yes. That's amazing. So you received that message, like through thought?
I received it from through someone, but far as thought, because I am empathic,
gotcha.
It's more like they're pushing me, like toward my goals. Like they're pushing
gotcha.
Me, they're pushing me, they're pushing me. That I get that from them a lot. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
just waiting. Yeah, so I'm going for it. Yeah, I'm not going backwards.
Well, that is wonderful. I know that a lot of people don't even think that their loved ones, whenever they cross over, are even helping us in those types of ways. But in all actuality, I was doing a reading for someone, and their loved one came through with actual evidential messages saying that there had been some legal papers changed. Forged, if you will. And they were able to take that to court, and it was upheld in court, and it was absolutely true. So, yes, our loved ones, when I say that they come through trying to help us live our best life, get through the grieving process,
mm-hmm.
and really trying to help us, I mean that very matter of fact. Because I have experienced it in several of the readings that I have given to people. And it just blows my mind how much our loved ones really are here. You know, a lot of times you hear certain people talking about certain times of the year, the veil is thin, and so spirit is around, you know, during these certain times. But I'm here to tell you, the veil is gone. It's been gone, and our loved ones are here now, and always have been. I think that it's not a veil, but our mindsets and belief systems that are changing and evolving. And so it's actually giving them more energy to show us the signs and be able to help us in such a more tangible way that is really catching people's attention. And I think that is beautiful that you're experiencing that now with your personal things that you have going on. So I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that, because I didn't even think about that whenever I was going down my little list of things to talk about. That is amazing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for sharing that. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll continue listening to the show. Okay.
Well, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. Your stories are absolutely amazing, and thank you very much for having the courage to share that with everyone. If anyone needs to get in contact with me, you can reach me at www.themelaniedaniels.com. I am always available through the phone number 409-548-4105. You can find me on Facebook under Psychic Medium Melanie Daniels, and I am also on Instagram under Psychic Medium Melanie Daniels. I would like to thank all the listeners for listening in tonight and all the callers that called in. I greatly appreciate every single one of you, and thank you so much for joining me. You all have a very, very good evening.